Next up is Manfred Van Dulman, a professor and associate chair in the Department of Psychological Sciences at Kent State University. He is the founding editor of the Society for the Study of Emerging Adults journal, Emerging Adulthood. In going back to 1993, he played all versions of EA Sports FIFA soccer, which my son plays. Yeah.
Good evening. So when I first saw this announcement about failure in emerging adulthood and submitting a story, I thought, which one do I submit? Because like many of us, I'm hoping you have many failures and you still turned out well. So I chose one that I thought was most profound, and not that it made a major impact, it has made a major impact on my life, but I think it's one that's somewhat profound. In 1995, I was ready to come to the United States. As some of you know, I grew up in the Netherlands, and I decided at some point after visiting Miami and Key West that on a vacation, and that it would be a good idea to go study in the United States for a year. Made all the arrangements, got fellowships, got money, secured an advisor. I was going to work with Hal Grotevant at the University of Minnesota for a year on my thesis, and this seemed a good idea. Said goodbye to my friends, tried to get ready. And before this, I had lived for half a year in Belgium. I was a clinical student at the time, done my internship at Ghent University, and also met a girl. We were dating, and by the time I left for the US, we had been dating for about 6 months. I was going away for a year, I was 23. Didn't seem really to be a big deal, because it's like, well, you know, we'll see how things work out. You know, we'll go our separate ways, we don't want to hold each other back. By the time we were getting ready to leave, the day before I was getting on my plane, she was crying severely. It was a big mess. My dad also was quite a mess, an only child, and I think it sort of hit everybody, like, our son is going abroad. He's going to be away. So I'm trying to, you know, keep it together, go through customs at the airport, say goodbye. People are crying. And we'll get on a plane. So my flight was from Amsterdam to Newark, and then a flight from Newark to Minneapolis. I got on the plane, and this was my second time on flying. The first time I flew, the year before, to Miami and Key West, our plane above London had to turn back because one of the engines had broken down. So needless to say, I was a little bit nervous flying. I get on this plane and sit next to this couple in the middle row. They're in their 30s from the Netherlands, going on a vacation to America. And it sort of, once of a sudden, it hits me, like, they're together, I'm alone. They seem pretty happy, they're going on vacation. I am not. I'm going to a place I don't know. And we start talking, and they're talking about, you know, going together on a vacation. I'm going alone on a fellowship. And at some point during this flight, I sort of said, you know what? I'm not sure if I should do this. I'm not sure if I should go to Minneapolis. And they're like, well, you know, it's up to you. So I had an open ticket. It was a one-year open ticket. And I decided in Newark, you know what? Let's change that open ticket. I'm going to go back to Amsterdam. So the same day, I flew back to Amsterdam. I called somebody in Minneapolis and said, you know what, I'm not coming. I called my parents and said, I'm coming back. So I flew back to Amsterdam. My dad was there to pick me up. You have to understand, he was a bricklayer by trade. And we have a great relationship. We get along very well, but he doesn't understand my academic career, and I don't expect him to. So he was sort of like, well, you're back. Let's drive home. 90-minute drive home. We get home. My mom is there. And I walk in the door, and she said, you're not staying here. You're going back. Now, you also have to understand that she, when she was 15, left her home to go work. Both of my parents come from very poor backgrounds. Educational aspirations was never expected or an opportunity. My mom was incredibly bright, but always knew that the children whose parents had more money had the opportunities. So her goal in life was to make sure I had every opportunity I could have and take advantage of that. She felt I had created an opportunity for myself and I was not taking advantage of it. So she was determined to make sure I would go back, and rightfully so, probably. I met with my girlfriend. We had discussions about, you know, what are we doing? Where are we going? Where do we see our relationship going? And the interesting thing, what for me was sort of the breaking point, was that we had a discussion about whether or not we would have children. And she said, I'm not sure. I knew I was sure. And I'm like, you know what? That seems like a big risk. So we made new arrangements. We booked another flight. This time it was a direct flight from Amsterdam to Minneapolis. There was no layover. Nobody went with me to the airport. There was no situation. So I arrived in October, a few weeks later, in Minneapolis. Hel picked me up at the airport, and we started our, you know, working together. Now, like an emerging adult, I took some courses. You know what, this is kind of interesting. Maybe I should apply to graduate school. We had about 6 weeks before the application deadline. There was one opportunity to take the GRE. I had never heard that abbreviation before, but it's like, okay, well, you have a week to study for the GRE. Yeah, why not? So I took the GRE. I took the test of English as a foreign language, studied for it. The university was closed. There was a blizzard. I took it. And I was accepted to the one program I applied to. So that's my story about failing in emerging adulthood. Thank you.